Yeah, I guess so. But that's been, I've been lucky. I really haven't, I've had a car via work, service vehicle. You know, now I actually have an assigned vehicle since about, probably about 92, 3, something like that. And, I don't know, somewhere in the 90s. So I don't even know what it's like, you know, for that. And it's a hell of a perk, you know. I don't make the big bucks, you know, doing what I do, but with my pension and that and everything like that, it makes for a pretty good, you know, pretty good living. So, but I's not crying. I think the worst I had to do before I worked here, I think the worst I had to do is I had to go from Warren to Livonia, and it was almost, you know, the west side of Livonia, south of the freeway. So, you know, it wasn't like it was close Livonia, it was far Livonia, you know, so, and you had to go across the city, and there's no easy way to do it. You know, Davison was probably the best way, the most direct way, but Davison was Davison, you know, and, so my commuting has been pretty mundane and pretty straightforward. Dakota, W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
The worst commuting I had to do, I was fortunate to get a company car and then eventually started working from home. But for 8 months, I was driving from Armada to Wixom, kind of getting an MSP off the ground until we were off the ground, and then I was able to work from home. That was nothing short of hell. Especially with the 96, 696, and 94 construction that was going on. But I did have a company car. That was nice. It is an undervalued perk. I mean, that's probably, if I could go to any job and ask for anything, it would definitely be a company car. And I tried negotiating that at this one, but there's really no reason for me to have one. I drive from my house to the office, and very, very rarely do I have to go to any of my other locations because they're kind of set and forget. The company cars are really nice because I'm driving. This is not a terrible commute. It's frustrating at times. Like yesterday took me 49 minutes to get home, but I'm driving 29 miles each way. So it's not killing cars, but, you know, definitely pounded miles.
Yeah, the longest drive I ever had was Lapeer to Toronto, Brampton. just outside, by the airport there. Every 2 weeks, we were on the road installing robotic door lines over there. And the only nice thing was that we got paid for the drive, and it was through some nice country. I always liked being in Ontario. it was a long one, that's for sure. Sunday night, it took a couple hours, I think, to get there. And then 2 weeks later, the Friday night, you get to drive home, drive home, and then you got to stop at the office and drop off your expenses and, you know, all the other good stuff. So you get Saturday and Sunday, but you end up sleeping most of the day Saturday, so at least Sunday night you got to head back. So it wore you out real quick. We were working, I think I was working 104 hours a week on that job. So the overtime was good. Jerry, go ahead.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I headed out that way in 24. I went to my sister's in Welland so I could watch the eclipse. And, there was sure a lot of windmills and stuff on the drive down there. Windmill insanity. And I seen some more of that coming back. I came back 23. I had to drop off in Fowlerville to another ham. I wanted to drop some stuff off with them. And went up to General Jim's surplus. I bought some Army stuff up there in Clare. And seen a bunch of those windmill generating insanities on the way back on 23. I'm going to get gas here. Go ahead, Sean. KGA, did you start?